Right, well, welcome to a Panthers pre-game podcast. We're going to look ahead to a doubleheader in Belfast this weekend. I think only two of us in this chat are going. Chris Gadsby, Jono Bullard. No, Chris Gadsby. I must have dreamt that. And I think we're going to reflect back on the Challenge Cup and the game against Sheffield. So only Jono Bullard. Unless you're going green, are you having a secret little trip out to Belfast?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay.
Unfortunately.
We'll just go out for a drink ourselves then. Jono can
Yeah.
lord it up in Belfast. And hopefully Ken Feast, he's doing his either swimming lessons or swimming competition. He was telling me the other day how he'd got two silver and a bronze in some competition the other morning. So go, Ken. We're all very proud of you, mate. So hopefully he'll join us very soon. But yeah, I want to spend a lot of the time because due to, all our busy schedules and the way the games have fallen, we haven't had a proper time to look back at the Challenge Cup final. So I really want to do that in some detail if we can. But let's look ahead to this weekend and start with you, Greener. It's not mathematically impossible, but you've got to think that, Belfast, they're not going to drop all these games. They really are not. But as a team, the players will be going into, I think, this weekend thinking, we got to get 4 points, and you just never know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just as you've said, it's looking likely that they'll do it, with the games they have remaining and stuff, and obviously having that game in hand. But yeah, I think obviously all the Panthers can do is just go there and try and get, two regulation wins. You can't really look ahead. You can't worry about, the game in hand or the points. It's just about beating what's in front of you, and you never know. I mean, as you said, obviously it's looking likely. Whether it's this weekend or next weekend, Belfast will kind of clinch it. But all we can do is do what we can do, try and get the 4 points. And then, for us, it's just about finishing as high as possible. So we want to go into the playoffs winning every game. So I'm sure Danny will just have the boys focused on that.
Chris Gadsby, what percentage chance? Come on, you love your stats. What percentage chance do you give the Nottingham Panthers right now?
Of winning a league title?
Yes.
Two or three, maybe.
Two or
I mean,
three
I just
percent.
can't see Bel. You've got to look at the fact that Belfast have dropped a total of 24 points in 48 games, and you're now asking them to drop 11 points in six.
Yeah.
So you're asking them to drop nearly half of what they've done all season in a fraction of the season to go. So I just can't see it personally.
No, I mean they're champions in waiting. I think that's absolutely fair enough. And you know what? They'll deserve it as well. They've got a hell of a team, that Belfast Giants team. Adam Keefe is, I mean, are we getting on for the best ever coach to be in the Elite League, Jono? I mean, he's got to be. I mean, I think Adam Keefe is the best coach the Elite League's ever seen, surely.
Yeah, if they confirm the Elite League title in the next couple of weeks, they've won five out of the last six. So
Yeah.
and he's won titles as a player as well. They've won playoffs, they've won challenge cups. They've not they made a good fist of the Champions League whenever they've been in it. Yeah, without a doubt, I think he is probably now can be considered the best coach in Elite League history.
We'll come on to our own coach very shortly because he's obviously absolutely turning this club around. But Greener, just one more thing on Adam Keefe. You mean, you will have played against him, and he was a great player to watch, gave everything. Not only was he tough, but he could play. Like, he was a guy. I mean, you look now when people talk about seeing tough guys that can play, like, that's he epitomized that, and he took that character behind the bench, didn't he? And leads by example.
And he scored his first two goals in this country against me as well.
Really?
That
Great, great
was
stuff.
great, yeah. No, he's been all, I think, yeah, he came over back in the day of like the heavyweights, and for a not a small guy, but a smaller guy for his role. He took on every tough guy in the league multiple times. But yeah, he's just that heart and soul guy, isn't he? He scored some big goals for them. He obviously played a bit further down the lineup, but he was just that guy. He's kind of one of those signings that changes the future of a club, not just because he was a coach, but just the culture and the work ethic and the kind of, he's just such a Belfast Giants player, isn't he? He's just so synonymous with them. And obviously then he went behind the bench, and for someone so young to have accomplished what he has already in this league, you think eventually, I'm sure the Giants won't want to hear this, but eventually he's going to have to move on and, go to a higher level and really try and, go up against, in the best leagues in the world. So hopefully that's not for a while, but no, yeah, he's been outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely outstanding. And as I say, we know the champions in waiting, but all the Panthers can do this weekend is get 4 points and just put a bit of pressure on and maybe delay it for a short while. Chris Gadsby, what did you think to the weekend? Obviously, 2 points for Panthers in Sheffield, had a performance after being outshot 24-1 in the first period. They came back and, I was in Sheffield, thought they really worked hard for that win. And then the game on Sunday was a funny game, really, in my opinion, because when we scored early on with Diederik Helmbrandt, I really thought we could put our foot down and really bury Sheffield that night. And I was a little bit disappointed that we didn't. I walked away from the game, and ironically, I was a touch. It was funny, my view on the weekend, because I went into Sheffield thinking, you know what, might lose this game. It's in Sheffield. They desperately need the win. Of course, we needed the win too, but we're coming off the emotion of a Challenge Cup win. Obviously, we got that win. And then I think I kind of wanted us to kind of put a bit of a nail in Sheffield's season for now. Obviously, playoffs around the corner. But yeah, it could have gone either way. But I mean, I got to give Sheffield credit because they went down a goal early and then could have crumbled a bit, but they found a way to win. How did you assess what you saw from Panthers this weekend?
Yeah, I think Saturday was kind of went far better than I expected. I think a little bit like you, I was expecting a little bit of a Challenge Cup hangover just from having to play in the week. Not necessarily because they all went out partying, but in terms of having to play on Wednesday night in such a high intensity game and one that went to overtime and one that went to more overtime than you'd get in a league game to then have to go into Sheffield. But then Sunday, I mean, I spoke to Danny Stewart afterwards, and he kind of agreed with my statement that if you played that game another nine times, you'd probably end up winning five and losing five because it was kind of such a tight game. But yeah, I mean, I think it is more about, again, as he said, kind of preparing for the playoffs now, and he might have had kind of one kind of thought about that as well over the course of the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see what they do kind of moving forward now. He said, maybe trying some different line combos, things like that, get in these last few games to hit the playoffs, because of course the playoffs are going to be, really quite challenging as well, because as it stands at the minute, Panthers will take on the Coventry Blades. Well, we know how much of a game Coventry gave the Panthers on Wednesday night. So yeah, I mean, who knows?
Just want to have all our experiences now. Let's go to that Challenge Cup final and what a special night it was. Let's start on Danny Stewart, and I'll start with you, Jono, because we've touched on this more than once. Just going to admit the swimmer himself,
Hi
Ken
guys,
Fees.
sorry.
It's all right. Any gold medals tonight?
No golds. Couple of silvers in the Derbyshire County Championships for the Masters division, and a bronze, team bronze.
Our own Rebecca Adlington right here. Thank
No.
you. That's great.
I think Becky Adlington would feel extremely offended for that comparison.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. A true
A
Nottingham,
fantastic Nottingham
gold medal winner.
legend. Compared to somebody who's back in the pool after 25 plus years trying to relive his misspent youth.
You look like a man who's just been a pool. You look like fresh. You know what I mean? When you've got that little bit of glow, you've been in the water. You're probably a bit tired, but
Hey,
you look.
I use the old mint sauce as well. It gives you a bit of a tingle.
Really?
Yeah,
Don't
you know the
like
mint
it.
sauce gel. It's got like 1,000 mint leaves in it. I mean, other gels are available, but the proper mint sauce is the one for after a swim.
Right. How did we end up here? We were just about to talk about Danny Stewart, and we end up on mint sauce and swimming. But there you go. But Ken, you've missed all the boring stuff, really. We talked about the Sheffield weekend and Belfast coming up. We're now going to talk about our Challenge Cup memories because it's the first time we've had to get together. But no, I was about to start with Jono and just say, what a job Danny Stewart has done. I was listening to the 3-on-3 podcast for a bit today, and David Grant, I know a good friend of yours, Jono, and someone you know well, and he begrudgingly kind of gave Danny Stewart credit. I mean, when I say begrudgingly, a big Steelers fan, but they're
Basically, I don't like what he's doing there because they're winning things,
no,
was basically.
but therein lies
But that is huge, a huge compliment.
and that is what I'm saying. People can see now what I think a lot of us in Nottingham have been seeing for many months now. It was evident quite early on when Danny came in, even before we'd won a trophy, just that mentality change and the way now that, three trophies out of the last three. And he also made a really interesting point. I'm going to come on to that as well in a bit if I can, about the pressure. The pressure's kind of not been on Nottingham, maybe in the way it has in Sheffield and Belfast. There was a pressure to, I guess the thing is like, well, I'm going to come on to pressure in a moment because I think they're two separate points. But Jono, what we were saying about Danny, what he's done for this club, when we went through what, six or seven coaches in the space of 5 years, and now the stability and now the confidence he gives this club, the passion, as we saw in Sheffield and many other times on Saturday, Danny Stewart is re really leading this club from the front, isn't he?
He's been an absolute breath of fresh air for this organization. He's come in, he's completely changed the culture. It's a winning club. We're winning trophies. We're winning games. We've got a steel about us that we've not had for a long time. We go into games and we expect to win. We're taking these huge games, and we're going to overtime, and we're going in and winning. We things are happening like Sheffield. Sheffield semi-final is a prime example. They were absolutely all over us for two periods of that semi-final in Sheffield, and we found a way to win the game. In the past, we may have crumbled. We may have not been able to get over the line, but this team doesn't know when it's beaten, and it got over the line. And I think that's the biggest change that he's made, that he's provided that winning mentality and that culture within the squad. And it proves it by winning the last three trophies that have been available.
Ken, let's get you in on this, before we start to talk about general memories, but it is great to see that attitude and how the club is transformed.
Yeah, I think Jono makes a good point around a mentality of winning, and an expectation even of that's back around. If we get into those positions, if we get into those finals, we've got the group mindset, the culture, the attitude, the and the experience now of what it feels like to be in those pressure situations and what it feels like to get a result. And I think, I think this team, in those individual kind of one-off do or die games, shows up, and they show up for the coach, they show up for the fans. You can talk anything around, some of the consistency down the whole stretch of the league, but that's something that I think again builds over time. And I think if you think of our when back in the sort of Nielsen era, when we were building towards that league championship, we had a process that meant, we won, we started that those winning ways, and it built up to the league.
Yeah. And you know what, as well? I mean, Chris Gadsby, we'll come on to you and then on to you, Greener. I mean, credit to Omar Pasha as well. I mean, obviously, he saw the foresight and thought, I want to give Danny Stewart that chance. And Omar's been steadily building this organization, with the addition of Adam Goodridge as well. And that, the whole sort of team at the Panthers on and off the ice. But, Omar saw something in Danny and thought, you know what, this coach may not have won a trophy, but he's got a lot. Like, if you look at his win percentages when he was with the Coventry Blaze, they're really impressive, and they were better than the Panthers in so I think in 2 years out of five, I think Coventry's win percentage was better than the Panthers. Definitely the pandemic year that got shortened, and there was another year where his Coventry team finished above the Panthers. So Omar Pasha saw something in Danny that is paying fruit now.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of as a whole within the time that Omar has been with the club. It took a couple of seasons for him to properly get his feet under the table, and then we had the year with Jonathan where we were top of the league when we lost Adam, and the rest of the season from that. But then brought Danny in, and he's someone who knows the league very well, as we all know, as coached in it, played in it, and we're now reaping the rewards of the faith that Omar has put into Danny. And as you said, I can see Danny Stewart being a coach that's with the Panthers for many years to come, and continuing to build upon this. Last season came very close to a league title. This year, Belfast are, there's still only four games in front. It's not like they've run away with that. There was that one year, wasn't there, where Belfast and Cardiff ended up on 92 and third place were on 70, and they were, 11, 12 games ahead of everybody else. The Panthers have been close to that elusive league title, but they've been winning everything else. And as Green has said, the team there, they have that mentality. They know what it takes to win trophies, win finals, and it looks on the face of it like Panthers are certainly getting up towards the peak of their kind of trophy cycle as we're getting, and hopefully that league championship is not too far away either.
You nicely segue there, Chris, into the question I want to ask Dan Green about pressure. And again, on the 3-on-3 podcast, they were saying that maybe the pressure hadn't been on Panthers in the sense that obviously Sheffield and Belfast have had, long-standing coaches. They've been in and around the trophy wins recently, Cardiff too. But Nottingham, we'd fallen out of that cycle. And while there was a desperation for us to get in, our coaches have changed. And maybe, I mean, I think playing for Nottingham always brings its pressure. The fans want success, and rightly so. But I think my point here is, the more success you get, the pressure's going to ramp up, isn't it now?
Oh yeah, I think obviously it doesn't matter in that regard. How this season plays out now, obviously we've got the two trophies. Hopefully, obviously, there's still the playoffs, and if we get second place in the league, it could still be a really special, amazing season. But now I think with the trophies piling up a little bit, it's that league. Like I think if you, I mean, you guys could probably answer it if I asked you, but. I remember speaking to Omar about it recently, and saying to him, would you give up that Continental Cup and the Challenge Cup to win the league? And straight away, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, oh, I never really thought it like that. I think you guys would probably give up all those other trophies just for that league title. And I think a lot of fans are probably like that. And I think, the more successful we are, obviously it's kind of, as you guys have said, it's growing and growing, and the stability and the winning. But I think now, next year, that is the main sole focus. And I think every year now, it's just going to be more and more. That is the number one target. And I don't want to say anything else is a disappointment, but there'll still be that little bit of a lull. If you come second or third now, 5 years ago, that might have been seen as a good season. But I think now we're getting to that point where it's kind of league or bust, really.
It's a really good point. And as you asked that question, I kind of, Jono nodded, I kind of shook my head. It's, I mean, right now, three, would I exchange, let's say Panthers win the playoffs. Would I exchange all three for the league title? It's a close run thing. I'm not, does anyone have a strong opinion either way? If the offer was, you're getting with those three titles, you're losing in the final or whatever for the league trophy. You taking that swap, Ken?
I disagree, actually. I disagree.
I'm not sure I would.
So winning the league, yeah, obviously everyone wants to win the league. There can only be one team that wins it. I think as long as the team is competitive, and yeah, Panthers have, if you look in our history, arguably we've underpunched on league titles. There's absolutely no doubt about that. We should have won more league titles. However, I think as a club, we've had more of those absolute elation moments where, I mean, I genuinely don't think that winning the league one night for me is would be this feel quite that I think it would feel amazing, but I don't think it would feel quite the same as a Diederik Hebrand overtime winner.
Yes, I agree.
And everyone going onto the ice and the
Yep.
trophy and all of that and that moment of relief that you've won the top, like I wouldn't actually swap. I would if you said you can win the league, but you can't have all those other moments in that season. I'd be greedy and I'd say no, I want those moments, but I want the league as well. But if
Right.
I can't have the league, I want those moments, and I wouldn't swap those moments for one league title.
So I get that, and I am so 50-50. I'm going to come to you now, Jono. I know exactly what Ken means. Winning that playoff, the Continental Cup was a bit different, but it's hugely satisfying. But winning that playoff and winning that Challenge Cup, in that moment, it was perfect, yeah? But is the benchmark of a team not the league title?
Yes, it is. Winning the league is the ultimate. That shows
You're on a
consistency.
knife edge though, because look, we'd have I'm not being funny. Mitch Fossier, arguably our best player, out for what, 3 months? Matt Marson, you out. We had for period. We had look at all the players that we've been miss we've had out. No Z on on Sunday. We're
Yeah.
arguably one of our top, if not our, top defensemen.
Yeah.
I'm so you, that all goes. You think the league, the year we won the league, we did not have any injuries.
Yeah, but Ken, that's a fair point about why we're not going to win the league, but what I think my point is, but then I can probably flip this on its head because surely characters are also made in the big moments, in the big games. That there's, in that playoff final, you've got 40 players on the ice who want to win that trophy and who want to be the big dog and to show it. But I'll just let Jono carry on. But yeah, it's a weird feeling, isn't it? Because we go back to that sort of the North American and European style doesn't really, all those hockey players don't really understand, don't play hockey to win the league. It's a UK thing.
Yeah, I
So
mean,
it's a benchmark winning the league. And look, Nottingham should have had more league titles than we've had. It isn't good enough. And I firmly believe this group of this current set of people at the organisation will turn it around and will change that soon. But you were about to answer whether, is the league title though, no matter what, like me or Ken or you guys like, is the league title the Holy Grail?
yes,
Okay.
the league is the ultimate prize. For me,
Okay. Well, kind of.
winning the league is the best one. Now, don't get
Yeah.
me wrong, those elation moments are phenomenal. The one
Yeah.
when David Beauregard scored after 53 minutes in the 2012 playoff final
Yeah.
was just phenomenal. Diederik Hebrand last Wednesday, Mitch Fossier in the playoff final. They're amazing moments, and you can't take them away. And I've loved every single one, but for me, still the one that I loved the most was the 2012-13 league win, and when that empty netter from Matt Francis went in Belfast, I went absolutely crazy. And that the league, you, and this is where we look at Belfast. Like I say, they've won 5 out of the last 6. They've shown that consistency, and I would love some of that. I would love to be league champions 5 seasons out of 6, and. Yeah, it for me that the league is the ultimate prize, and that's the one that I most want to win. And that's not taking away anything from the other trophies because they've all been absolutely fantastic achievements and fantastic days and fantastic nights in the arena. But for me, the league title is the one above all.
Chris
And
Guthrie.
you'd take getting dumped out in the semi-final by Coventry.
If it meant winning the league, yeah.
I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I'd want that as well,
Well,
because I
yes,
think I just
you
think.
can't
Well,
have it
yeah,
all, though.
of course, I want both. But
Yeah,
if it's
no.
a
But I
choice of
would.
one or the other, I'm
That's what I'm
taking the
saying.
league.
Well, yeah, but if you said it's not one or the other, it's all the success we've had this year or the league. You'd swap all of that for the league. I wouldn't.
Okay,
I would.
let's ask
I
a hockey
wouldn't.
player. Greener.
Oh yeah, I think it's probably the league. It's a hard one because, like you said, in North America, It's just all about the playoffs. And that's why I think this league is a bit like, I think it's strange for players when three different teams can win. You can all be winners, you know, whereas like in North America or the NHL or, you know, whatever league, there's one winner for that season. Whereas here you can be like, oh, well, they won the cup and they won this trophy and they won the Earhart Conference. And it's like, oh, God. So it's like, it's just a bit. But I think the thing with the league is that's what people remember more. And I think also it's, you know, the playoffs, you have to win like three games, and the Challenge Cup, you probably have to win like 12 games, whereas the league is, you know, 50 odd games. I think it obviously means more. I think, you know, the winner of the Challenge Cup is not necessarily the best team in the league, or the winner of the playoffs certainly isn't. Whereas, like, the winner of the league title, you can't argue that they are the best team in the league. So, yeah, I think for me, it has to be the league, but I think the playoffs is a very close second because it's the last game of the season. So if you win that, everybody just remembers that was the last game that was won in the season. So yeah, league for me with the playoffs second best, or you know, next.
Chris Gadsby, you in a minute, I promise. But Ken, you had your hand up, and I want to. This might not be what you're going to say, but I'm going to give you this answer because I can't decide. I am flip-flopping as I hear these arguments. But by winning things like playoffs and challenge cups, surely, and I made this point earlier, I think, surely it shows that you have clutch players.
I think it comes down to, are you meeting another team? You meeting another team full strength on the night with everything on the line? Because what the league takes into account is it takes into account, I don't know, if Glasgow decide that they're going to start Lucas Brine, instead of Sammy Aitikallio against the Belfast Giants. I don't remember them starting Lucas Brine against us.
I know who you've been talking to.
And that's no discredit, but like what you there's different teams out on different nights, isn't there? And there's injuries, there's suspensions, there's all of that. And I just don't think you can get any bigger than it all on the line. Best team, good best lineup against best lineup, going at it, extended overtime, and then a victor. And everything, winner takes all. And you know what? I was thinking about this. I thought about it a lot, and you could probably still be people who say, "Well, he's only saying that because Nottingham don't win the league that often." But genuinely, I just moments like Wednesday night, moments like that Continental Cup final, moments like the playoffs are
They're amazing.
they're amazing. And I'm sorry, I feel bad for disagreeing, but I do.
No, I mean, I'm stuck solely in the middle. I mean, I can see both sides. I can hear David Sims, if he's listening to this, calling me and mocking me and go, this is why Nottingham don't win league titles if this is your attitude. And as I say, but I've heard great arguments all around. Poor Chris Gadsby, he's barely got a word in the last 10 minutes. Come on, are you going to settle the debate one way or the other? What are you going to say?
Maybe. I think there is an element of perspective within it. I think, look, playoffs last year, we were on air for 30 seconds short of 5 hours covering that playoff final, and that is a call I'll remember for the rest of my life. I think if you said at the end of the year, would you swap the Continental Cup, the Challenge Cup, and maybe the playoffs for a league win, you'd get a big split on fans. I think if you said at the start of the season, all you're going to win this year is the league, I think a lot of fans will say, yeah, absolutely fine.
That's
And they'll take that league championship. But I agree with Greener, you know, to win the playoffs, you've got to be the best team for 8 days. To win the league, you've got to be the best team over 54 games and what, 8 months, whatever it is. So the league is absolutely the ultimate. Yes, it's interesting being in this country and having the league as being the one rather than the playoffs, but you know, we can't get into a best of seven series playoff debate. And you know, I think if you were to ask at the start of the season, I think everyone would want the league. But as you rightly said, would you take away those those moments, and those are the memories that you will remember. Whereas a league championship, yes, they're brilliant. If you, I don't say cruising to it, Belfast aren't, but they're 8 points clear, and it's kind of a matter of when, not if. And they'll know you won't get that one moment, but it'll be a continual build throughout the entire season, and a culmination of the efforts over 8 months rather than such a short time frame.
Very reasoned answer. I like that. Let's before we finish, I mean, I was going to try and touch on everyone's emotions, but I think they've kind of come out there. Greener, what it did show that final, and you can talk about how you saw it on the BBC, recording the game with Owen Bradley. Chris Gadsby had a course because he's training to be in Baywatch, so he had to do that for a bit, and then went ringside to do the interviews. But yeah, I mean, what a clutch, a clutch moment, Greener, to win the game, Foss, and then the drop pass from Lima to Diederik.
Yeah, it was just a great ending. I think obviously Chris mentioned then about how long we were on air for the playoff final. I think I said to Owen, like, well, if this is anything like my last BBC appearance, we might be here for a while. But no, it was yeah, I thought it was a good game. It wasn't a there weren't tons of big chances, loads of goals, but it was just a good game. Two teams, they played hard. A good structure, it felt like a playoff game seven. No one wanted to give up an inch, and I thought it was perfect. It went to overtime. Obviously, that's going to make it even more exciting. And yeah, it was just a really good end. And I'll tip my hat to Coventry. Their fans were awesome,
Oh God,
and
yeah.
their team, yeah, and their team played their part. That was a, we won, but that was not that that could have gone either way. That was a real 50-50 game, especially in overtime. And Coventry did themselves proud. We came out on top, and I just think that goes back to what you said about Danny earlier. We've got that bug at the moment, the kind of winning habit, and that's what happens in any sport. You start winning, and it becomes a habit, and we've kind of got it at the moment. But no, it was great to do it with Owen, and obviously really good doing it for the BBC, and we're in a different box, so it's a slightly different view of the game. But no, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was it had a bit of everything. I mean, again, there was a we don't see the comings together anymore like they did at the end of the second period, where not really yet, well, a couple of, I think, two guys got 2 minutes each for roughing. But yeah, the benches came together and had a few words. I enjoyed that moment ringside. I had some interesting interviews. I'm still trying to work out officially what Stretch Armstrong means. I've been trying to ask around, and Kevin, our old friend Kevin Moore, threw me a bit of a curveball there, but I think it's a cartoon figure or something, but I've still not got to the bottom of it. We are running a bit out of time, so I'm apologies going to have like quick answers. But Ken, how did you enjoy it? You had a Sam there, but a new sidekick as well with JD. And again, I've seen a lot of, I'm going to blow smoke up your bottom for a little bit. I've seen a lot of praise the way that, after all the controversy of what happened, nothing to do with anyone here or anyone at the two hockey clubs, but how did you enjoy the sort of, you kind of, or you were the main man, and then Sam and JD, with that, and JD obviously did a lot of the blaze coming on the ice and everything. It must have been fun to do something a bit different.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's always good fun to work with great people and see different perspectives. And but my sort of view was play it a lot like the playoffs, really, and play it straight down the line, bigging up both teams. And then obviously there was an opportunity for me and JD to do a bit of backwards and forth around the two teams, and I thought that was a lot of fun. And yeah, I mean, a very different type of event, and like you say, you just deal with the circumstances on the night, and hopefully, any fans that were in there felt that it was about them. It was about it's their night and their opportunity to enjoy and celebrate their team, no matter whether it was blue and white or black and gold. And I think that Coventry, to their credit, they showed up. They did an awesome job, and yeah, very, very enjoyable. And it's always, as I say, great to get the opportunity to work with great people.
Jono, you finally, you haven't got long, but it strikes me you were sitting behind the goal doing the social media for us that night. You must have had quite a good view being elevated of that winning goal.
Fantastic view, and Anders Stridsberg's going into the top corner as well.
Yeah.
Great, two great views. Yeah, great position. Nice to have wired internet. It was lovely and fast, and yeah, a great position to be in to see everything happen. It was a great night.
Actually, we've literally got seconds left, but now there is two of us going to Belfast because Jono's going and Ken's going. So enjoy your time in Belfast, boys.
Yeah, I'm heading off early tomorrow to go and get the boat in him Ryan tomorrow
You're going a
afternoon.
day early.
Yeah, going
You
tomorrow.
going on the boat, are you?
Yeah, going on the boat.
You know, there's
Looking.
these things, they're called planes, and they just take you there and it takes an hour.
Yeah, one of our party is not a flyer, so that's why we're going on the boat.
Will Harry be on the boat?
Harry?
Oh, you don't get that. Google it. It was a
Oh,
film, wasn't it? Is Harry on the boat? Do you remember that film?
no.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of it. I can't say I've ever heard of it, to be honest,
Well,
mate.
I'm old.
I'm going. I've really messed up, to be honest, because
You're gonna have to be quick. You've
when
got seconds.
I booked the 6:15 a.m. Birmingham flight, and it means
Oh.
I have to get to the airport on Friday morning at ridiculous o'clock.
Good
But
luck.
anyway, is anyone
Well
else on
done.
that flight? Let me know.
Thanks all. We'll take care and we'll speak to you real soon.